The American dream has become a nightmare. Signs of the time are on cardboard, on corners in town. Like a cancer that's silently spreading, there's an unspoken fear. We're on our way down. We must take America back. Main Street to Wall Street, cities and states, Washington, D.C. Before it's too late, there's not long. We need leaders who lead us, not stick us and bleed us, then ransom our future and our children's, that's wrong. We must take America back as liberty weeps, our forefathers spin in their graves. Pray God will bless some way out of this mess. We must take America back.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. This is the National Intel Report. I'm your host, John Stadtmiller, with you on this Tuesday, folks. 21st of July, 2020. Are you checking me here, Mr. Producer? You know what day it is. Yeah, but I saw you when I was saying that, checking your atomic clock on the wall to make sure I was right. Is that instinctual? Is that by habit? Or is that by me making the mistakes on the date so many times? Yeah. Boy, I just love some of the callers that call in the Rivero show. I just... Wow. I'm, everybody's got an opinion, and they're free to express it here. But sometimes it just, you listen to a bunch of stuff, and then you sit there and you try to process what you just heard, and you're going, what the hell did I just hear? Boy. You know, whoever sat in for Rush Limbaugh today, Mike, can you find that out? This guy. Wow. I'm listening to KLBJ 590. I monitor radio stations and TV stations and network news and all that stuff. Just a fancy dance around to see what condition their condition is in, or what condition they're trying to create for us. I'm sorry? No, it wasn't a British guy. Mark Stein? Stein? S-T what? S-T-E-Y-N? What is that? Okay. Oui, oui. Any rate, this guy was banging on all cylinders today, going after this coronavirus stuff, the mask, everything else. And just hopping around, listening to different stations, sports stations. What are they talking about? Oh, a high school football here in Texas. Oh, if we have to start the season in the middle of winter and finish up in spring, that's what we'll have to do. I'm sorry? Ken Matthews today. Thank you. Ken Matthews. Well, I'll tell you what. Either he doesn't care or Rush didn't put a restriction on him. Or the producers went to sleep. I don't know, because he put out information. Folks, it was like old-time radio in this. It literally was. It was like listening to old-time conservative talk radio. And I had to think for a second. Wait a minute. I know this is all a waking nightmare. Did I just dream all this? You know, I'm listening to Sanity on an AM dial coming out of Austin, Texas. Yeah, something didn't add up. Well, Mr. Fauci, Donald Trump had his, by the way, did Donald wear a mask today during his coronavirus briefing? I couldn't hang around a TV set to see for myself. But Trump hasn't had one of these in quite some time. And guess who wasn't invited? Dr. Fauci. Now, there is strong indication, of course, without the president, you're not going to load the opposition, you know, the enemy of you in politics and the enemy of the country and its form of government. You don't ever want to unnecessarily load their breech up and then hand them the match to blow your head off with. But Trump is, you got to hand it to the guy. He's pretty damn cagey. He doesn't walk into traps. He doesn't duck questions. And if he doesn't like the question and he smells something wrong with it, he's going to let you know. Wow. I'm sorry? He didn't have a mask on. Well, see now, the Democrats already made mention of the fact. Maybe they knew this ahead of time. But I think it was our dear senator, the one that's been in the Senate way too long from New York, Charles the Possum Schumer. I think he was accusing the president today of endangering people. Yeah, well, that's every day. But, you know, you got to take one day's manufactured garbage at a time. You got to take it one day at a time. Yeah, we can just about imagine what they're going to say tomorrow. They're going to reiterate, regurgitate, make up new stuff, and then just throw it out there. And we're all dealing with what? Yeah, a lot of confusion. And what's really interesting, I don't know if anybody's paid attention to this, but seeing how the federal government has not come out and done command and control on the coronavirus, which Trump knows, I think, in his heart of hearts, and again, not politically admitting this and loading himself in the breach to be shot over the Hudson there. Fauci wasn't anywhere around. Now, yesterday, I wanted to get around to doing this story, but I didn't have the time, ran out of time. But this is on the issue of all of this data that's being collected by hospitals, not sending it to the CDC, but send it directly to the White House. Well, okay, kind of, sort of. And Health and Human Services spokesman said, America requires the information in real time. The CDC still has at least a week lag in reporting hospital data. I don't think that's not the issue. The issue is they want to see the raw data coming from these hospitals without it being filtered or monkeyed with by the CDC. The data that hospitals collect on the coronavirus patients will now be rerouted to the Trump administration instead of being sent to the U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. In Atlanta, starting today, hospitals have been instructed to bypass the CDC and send daily patient information directly to the central database operated by the Department of Health and Human Services in Washington, D.C. Uh-oh. Who's in the Department of Health and Human Services? Is this some kind of person that hates Trump as well? Michael R. Caputo, the Health and Human Services spokesman, told the New York Times, which first reported the shift, that the new, faster, and complete data system is what our nation needs to defeat the coronavirus and the CDC. Oh, wait a minute. Let me reread that. The new, faster, and complete data system is what our nation needs to defeat the coronavirus. Oh, comma, and the CDC and operating division of HHS. Will certainly participate in this streamlined of all government response. There will simply no longer control it. And that is smart. And we know how they're padding the numbers. But as I started to say a few minutes ago, here's the problem. Now, we don't have a top-down. Trump is being criticized by Democrats and Trump haters alike on the Republican side and anybody that can offer an opinion. You know, it's Trump's fault that all these people in America died. All right, well, I'm not believing the Chinese story. They created and released it to attack us. I don't believe that. I think this is some kind of CIA psyop crap that they're shoving at us, just like they will do from time to time, telling us and warning us of the dangers of the world. And we just need to spend more money to be more prepared to have a war that nobody's going to really fight because everybody's got nuclear weapons. Hello? Not going to be any more world wars here, folks, because you know what they figured out? There's enough of these damn things on the planet. We have another war, ain't nobody going to survive, so let's not go that way. And if you doubt that, why have we gone 75 years with nobody setting one of these puppies off? For the exact aforementioned reasons, absolutely. They got a problem here, and they're not dealing with it too well. So let's go to the local control of what we're going to do about this pandemic. Uh-oh. Therein lies your problem. Everybody's got an opinion. I don't know where they're getting their information and their data from, but they're running with that without questioning it. And they're setting up policies and programs and this, that, and the other. Down here in Texas, we could start the football season in the middle of the winter and finish up in spring. Hello? And who was that jackrabbit that made that suggestion? Wait a minute, isn't December, January the middle of flu season? Whoa. And yet we have so many people infected. I mean, they're running around. People are dying, folks. More of the same rhetoric. They pulled it off the shelf, dusted it off, plugged it back in. We're ordering up refrigerated tractor trailers because, well, the morgues are and the funeral homes are filling up. I am so tired of the lies. Straight out. Disinformation. You know, you got to ask yourself, folks, if you're over 65, you got to ask yourself, does government really care if you live or die? If they care that you live, then why did the government, and we have 50 separate little governments, they didn't add another one, we don't have a 51st state? Okay, we still got 50? Oh, good. 45 of the governors of this country, of the respective sovereign states, sent infected people to nursing homes. Where was the biggest death rate? That's right. In the aged and in where? Oh, the homes. Oh, yeah. But you see, that's one of those inconvenient facts we don't want to talk about. Well, and they've got the death rate at 140,000, folks. I doubted it's even half of that. But comorbidity? You know, I'm not saying this to make fun of people, but I'm telling you one thing right now. You can walk into any nursing home in this country, cut a big fart, and somebody will die of it. These people are at the end of their lives, or they have severe health problems. They're elderly, they're worn out, their immune systems are reduced. And I'm not making fun of old people, folks. If you've got people in an old folks home, please, I'm not making fun of them. But I'm looking at this as a way to deal with people that are just sucking up a whole lot of unnecessary time and money. You know, the people that no longer produce. The people that are no longer paying taxes and they're just sucking off the system. See where I'm going? 45 governors, not just New York, not just California, 45 states governors sent known coronavirus people to nursing homes. And this is where the majority of the death or the body count comes from. That's shocking. 45 states. There's a story, LA nursing home dumps residents to make room for new coronavirus patients for bigger payout. And that was according to the city attorney. This is a matter of money. And politics, and control, all of those factors. But there's one great big gaping hole that they can't shovel enough crap to throw it in there to cover it up. Down here in Texas, folks, and I think this is a low number, but it's cost our economy $1 billion. And when you say it in those terms, well, it costs the economy $1 billion. Okay. Well, what does that mean? That means people, jobs, businesses, revenue, you know, stopped cold. Two out of three microbrewers in the state, they said if we go into the winter with this coronavirus crap, two out of three microbreweries in Texas are going to go bye-bye. Now, some of you might say, well, that's not essential. In this country, folks, who was it that decided what you should do with your life, how you should earn your living? If there are microbreweries and they're in business and they're making a profit, guess what? Nothing wrong with that. But they come out and announce, well, you know, Abbott, this asshat, oh, I thought I was going to get through this entire broadcast without mentioning this cretin's name. But he came out today, oh, yeah, it's cost us $1 billion here in Texas. $1 billion. That's just a figure. That doesn't represent anything. That doesn't represent people's hopes, dreams, anxieties, losses, or anything else. Did anybody tell you? I'm sorry. There were programs, you know, school to work programs. You know, you're coming out of high school. Yeah, you were going to pick and make strong suggestions as to what you should do with your life. You know what? I didn't figure out what the hell to do with my life till I was after 30. After the age of 30. I was too busy having a good time just living life. And then reality hit. And the rest, as they say, is history. But look what everybody is doing. They're all following they're making their own music and they're marching to their own tunes. Now, according to the NFL, well, you know what? We just might bypass these four preseason games. Okay, so you're going to go to training camp, and then you're going to go out on the field in whatever capacity. You know, why the hell don't they just have virtual football? Why don't, you know, here's a great idea. You've got all this fantasy football, right? You can play Madden online. Why don't we just play football games? Let's get the best Madden players off of each team and have them square off and play a series of games, and then we'll have a virtual Super Bowl. Yeah, we could have virtual wars. Yeah, thanks, Mike. Yeah, thanks for staying in the vein there. Okay. But, you know, there's actually schools down here in Texas, folks, and organizations, they're actually playing sports. You know, they're not being real loud about it. They're skulking around, I guess, behind a gymnasium to go play a game out of the sight of reporters and busybodies. I don't know. But the point here is that everybody's now got their fingers in there. Well, we're going to let the regions and the individual cities and they need to follow their own misinformation, planning out people's lives for a condition that doesn't exist. Part of the problem here, folks, is we feel so helpless with this PSYOP running as well as it has. And, you know, let's forget about, you know, let's not read the CDC website. Let's not go into their information. Let's just pay attention to the newest lie and alert they're putting out, padded numbers, whatever the case may be. That's what we must do, and then we've got to make decisions locally on somebody else that wants to throw something into that HUDA pile. Yeah, you can see where the problem here is. Do what it may take.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. Well, we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country. Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Thinking about it lately, been watching some TV, been looking all around me, and what has come to be, been talking to my neighbor, and he agrees with me. It's all gone crazy.
Has it gone crazy enough yet, Mike? Alert to citizens, governors, mayors, presidents, prime ministers, and public health officials. You want science? You always state that. Well, here's some of your very own science. John Rappaport, which has absolutely been just on fire lately. And thank you, Charlotte Iserby, for sending this over to me. The reference is non-pharmaceutical measures for pandemic influenza in non-healthcare settings, personal protective and environmental measures, published in Emergency Infectious Diseases, Volume 26, Number 5, May of 2020. And that is the journal published by the CDC. Okay, verified where it came from. Thank you. I quote from the abstract. Here, we review the evidence based on the effectiveness of non-pharmaceutical personal protective measures and environmental hygiene measures in non-healthcare settings and discuss their potential inclusion in pandemic plans. Although mechanistic studies support the potential effect of hand hygiene or face mask evidence from 14 randomized controlled trials of these measures, did not support a substantial effect on the transmission of laboratory-confirmed influenza. I'm sorry. I can't believe my lying eyes. Let me read that again. Support the potential effect of hand hygiene or face masks. Evidence from 14 randomized controlled trials of these measures did not support a substantial effect on transmission of laboratory-confirmed influenza. We similarly found limited evidence on the effectiveness of improved hygiene and environmental cleansing. And that's what you're supposed to do. You're an employee of a company. You got a mask on. Here's your job. Go around spraying and wiping everything down. I will say this. A lot of stores have cleaned up their act. They're clean as a whistle. Here are the quotes from pages 970 and 972 of the review. In our systematic review, we identified 10 RCTs, and that's randomized controlled trials, that reported estimates of the effectiveness of face masks in reducing laboratory-confirmed influenza virus infections in the community from literature published from 1946 to July 27th of 2018. In pooled analysis, we found no significant reduction in influenza transmission with the use of face masks. Let me see, that's what, 54, 64, yeah, 72 years? Disposable medical masks, also known as surgical masks, are loose-fitting devices that were designed to be worn by medical personnel to protect accidental contamination of patient wounds. And protect the wearer against splashes or sprays of bodily fluids. There's limited evidence for their effectiveness in preventing influenza virus transmission, either when worn by the infected person or for source control, rather, or when worn by an uninfected person to reduce exposure. Our systematic review found no significant effect of face mask on transmission of laboratory-confirmed influenza. In this review, we did not find evidence to support a protective effect of personal protective measures or environmental measures in reducing influenza transmission. Does anybody in the media bother to read this stuff? Do they bother to read this stuff? No, they do not. You know, and I was thinking about this today. After hearing this guy, this Ken Matthews filling in for Rush Limbaugh. And I slipped into fantasy land for one moment. I was on Fox News representing the alternative media, and we're tired of your controlled crap, including you, Sean Hannity, with your $41 million paycheck. I was sitting there thinking, what the hell could I do with $41 million if they're paying one person to keep you in a trick bag of left-right paradigm politics? $41 million. Oh, but you know what? It's just not the payment to him. It's the payment to his staff. He's got a complete staff around him. That's a hell of a lot more money in support of putting this not-so-young-looking guy in front of the camera. He's been with Fox News for a lot of years, doing radio, doing television. And I'm sitting there thinking, wow, $41 million. I could have had a radio station in the top 20 markets just putting out the truth every single day, and I could pay for that every single year. Give me $41 million every stinking year, and there'd be a hell of a lot of people in this country really upset. Why? It's not our mission to upset people. What upsets them is when they finally start finding out the truth or how badly they lied to. That's when they get a little upset. A little bit more on this, and I'm tired of hearing the calls. I've kept my mouth shut. I'm tired of hearing these little doppelgangers calling into programs on this network with their brand of opinion and information, and they're pulling it out of their butt like everybody else is.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Extendivite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. Nikki, great product. Have to try it for a few months to see results. After taking Extendivite for about 6 months, I have noticed improvement on the numbness of my hands and wrists from carpal tunnel. I will continue to buy the product. Ken Peaks, 5 out of 5 stars. Works as advertised. This formula is very powerful. Be careful to follow directions. I am feeling much better. My heart rate and blood pressure has stabilized and my lower edema has reduced. Lower leg pain due to blood clots has disappeared. Thank you. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Hey, honey, I'm home.
I grabbed the newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
The newspaper? Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, a majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper does not give out the important attention on what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2, keep it today.
I'm just an average man with an average life. I work from 9 to 5. Hell, I pay the price. All I want is to be left alone.
So we did not find any evidence. CDC study, folks. Evidently, they buried this somewhere. That surgical-type mask, face masks are... did not find that these are effective in reducing laboratory-confirmed influenza transmission, either worn by an infected person or by persons in the general community to reduce their susceptibility. In case you want to quibble about the value of what the authors referred to as mechanistic studies, the authors are correctly setting those studies off to the side in favor of the material they preferred to examine. Randomized controlled trials, which are widely considered to be more valuable, relevant, and meaningful. So there you have it. There's your science. Take off your mask. Governors and mayors and presidents and prime ministers as well. Cancel the orders to wear masks. You're non-scientific in the extreme. And thank you, Michael, for bringing this up to me. This is out of the New England Journal of Medicine. And I'm quoting their publication. If I throw anything in there, I will let you know. But this is their information. I'm reading directly from their site. We know that wearing a mask outside of healthcare facilities offers little, if any, protection from infection. Public health authorities define a significant exposure to COVID-19 as face-to-face contact within 6 feet with a patient with symptomatic COVID-19 that is sustained for at least a few minutes, and some say more than 10 minutes or even 30 minutes. The chance of catching COVID-19 from a passing interaction in a public space is therefore minimal. In many cases, the desire for widespread masking is a reflective reaction to anxiety over the pandemic. The calculus may be different. However, in healthcare settings, first and foremost, a mask is a core component of personal protective equipment. Clinicians need when caring for symptomatic patients with respiratory viral infections, in conjunction with gown, gloves, and eye protection. Now, you said that the... I'm sorry? It is also clear that masks serve symbolic roles. Masks are not only tools, they are also talismans that may help increase healthcare workers' perceived sense of safety, well-being, and trust in their hospitals. Although such reactions may not be strictly logical, we're all subject to fear and anxiety, especially during times of crisis. One might argue that fear and anxiety are better countered with data and education than with marginally beneficial masks, particularly in light of the worldwide mask shortage, but it's difficult to get clinicians to hear the message in the heat of the current crisis. Expanded masking protocols' greatest contribution may be to reduce the transmission of anxiety over and above whatever role they may play in reducing transmission of COVID-19. So they... Oh, God. Can you believe that? No, I can't believe it, Mike. No, I cannot. Well, yeah, I believe the part that, yeah, masks are stupid. Yeah, I believe that. But here the New England Journal of Medicine comes out and says, wait a minute, it's a talisman. It's to calm your anxiety over the crap you guys have been pushing out. Holy mackerel. I have met the enemy. And the enemy's us. Unbelievable. Jeez. No, let's not let the facts get in the way of anything. Let's keep up the fear pandemic and the anxiety. And I'm telling you what, I am surprised we don't have more dead people. I'm serious. Because people have been pushed to the edge. And here, and once people find out, they start doing their own research. They prove to themselves that this is crap. It's taken their anxiety and their fear. Now they've pushed it right over the edge into anger. You know, how many more businesses are going to go down today because of this? How many years of irretrievable labor and love that people have put into their business has gone out the window, never to return. The globalists, they're going to continue this until this economy, there's no coming back, until everything is neatly tucked away and in control of the corporations, well, taking up for, you know, just those other little people that couldn't hang, and they're gone. National chains, folks, well, they're better equipped to absorb. You know, they can always close stores. They can always, you know, come up with some money to keep this thing going a little while longer. You don't see any major corporations in danger of going out of business, do you? Oh, no, you might hear of restaurants. Well, we're going to close so many restaurants. The other day, what did somebody tell me? Oh, I think it was Tom that told me. Oh, Dunkin' Donuts is shutting down 200 stores. Well, as it turns out, it's in grocery stores where they have their little kiosk-type things, and they're not shutting down any freestanding Dunkin' Donuts. But again, I can guarantee you that the reason that decision was made is because, well, we're not making any money. You think I'm the only person in this country that doesn't want to walk into a grocery store? That will not wear a mask? And you know what the end result, with the programmed robots out there making noise, and this is where a lot of this officialdom and decisions are being made. It's the reaction of the public. And, well, as a business owner of this corporate-managed store or whatever, you know, we're going to follow protocol. Doesn't matter if you're chasing customers out of your store, because you're the corporation, you can further absorb the hits, whereas anybody else competing against your business is gone. And not just necessarily grocery stores, folks, but that's the pattern overall. John in Michigan. Hello, John.
Hello, John. Let me make sure I'm off the speaker.
Thank you. You know, that's after how many years of me saying that to people, John, thank you for doing that.
No, I have to have it on because I'm working, and I've just I have this flip phone, and I can hear you then. But here I am up in lovely Michigan, northern Michigan, where we have water surrounding us everywhere and trees. Oxygen level is probably higher than most places in this world, and there are still stupid people walking around with these masks. And why don't we just stop calling COVID and just say they're trying to protect you from the flu or a respiratory disease? So they understand, because they have no freaking clue what they're putting this mask on for.
Well, and again, did you hear my point here about everybody's making up their own rules? Governors, city, county councils, city mayors, everybody's making up their own stuff.
Oh, for sure. We have plastic shields in front of these people. This one company doesn't tell their, none of their employees are wearing masks. My mechanic, none of his people are wearing masks. They're all informed. These masks that people are wearing are ridiculous. The one employee had a plastic hood or a shield in front of him. Like, what the hell? No one knows what the hell they're doing.
Well, I did see that the other day, John, and I thought to myself, you know, that's pretty creative, because you don't have to worry about rebreathing your carbon dioxide your body's trying to get rid of, and there's a free flow of air in there.
that is very true. Yeah. I agree with you there.
Yeah.
And one thing, too, my train of thought, give me a few minutes, but no, not even that, but it's just they have all these different trendy things. You know, someone will have a U of M, University of Michigan, you know, mask, and it's trendy now, I guess, to be stupid. But it goes back to the education system. I would say everybody 50 and over or under now, because the 50, between 40 and 50, they went to college and got dumbed down. And now all these parents that are 40 and under, they're all dumbed down, so the population is pretty dumb and stupid and has no clue what reality is, and that's the last thing I'll say on that. But I just want to know, is Bohemian Grove going to be on this year? Because Bohemian Grove usually is the last 2 weeks of July. Are they going to be social distancing there or what?
I don't know. Maybe Alex Jones can go out there undercover and go film them again.
Right. Well, this is where they usually plan their next agendas and have their very fun times with young people and sacrificing whatever they do there. But those were just thoughts that are coming to me on this beautiful day in northern Michigan, John.
And you know what? I've been paying attention since you said there's been no chemtrails up there. I think you said since what, March?
Yep.
I've been noticing down here, we're having some very warm, humid weather coming in from the Gulf, finally. But I've been looking here, and I'm not seeing any chemtrails down here.
I think they've got enough aluminum in the atmosphere and the environment now to where when they turn on 5G, that'll be there.
Well, wait a minute here, John. A thought just occurred to me. You know, it may be that the masks do not stop the coronavirus, but maybe it stops the aluminum particles. So they said, why should we keep doing this? We got everybody wearing masks now.
Oh, that's true. That's a good. I understand that now. But wait till they crank up 5G. We'll see what comes of that scenario, because it's in the wings. I think that, you know, they don't give up easy, and they always have something really decadent in the background there, because they have to kill 90% of us, according to the Georgia Guidestones.
Yeah. Wonder why nobody's ever killed the Georgia Guidestones. Why are those things still standing? You know, for all the stuff that's been ripped off of pedestals in this country, why has nobody toppled the Georgia Guidestones? Why has not anybody got up there with a big cat tractor and just mowed those damn things down?
Right, that's a good idea. It's in a southern state that has a sort of a patriotic type of people.
Is it anywhere near Asheville, South Carolina?
I don't know exactly.
Mike, look that up, the Georgia Guidestones. I think it's close to Asheville.
Is it in North Carolina?
I'm not sure. I'm trying to peg this thing down. So, at any rate, anything else,
right,
John?
Am I going to be one of the 10% because I can see things that other people can't? Do I get a special pass? I don't know. I'm just wondering.
Special
what my position
pass? You're the one slated for elimination. No, you're not going to make it. Where the hell did you get that idea?
Well, I guess I put
because you're in Antrim County up there, rubbing elbows with people with a lot of money, and that's kind of a little section of the country that's been carved off for the more well-to-do. No.
Well. I just hope that they're fair and righteous when it comes to that. Anyways, John, I'm having a good day up here, and God bless you. I appreciate all you do.
All right. Enjoy the fresh air and the sunshine in northern Michigan. Enjoy it, because your season is brief.
I know.
All right. Thanks, John. Appreciate your call, bud. Well, I have not heard this. I have not played it. But what the hell, Mike, if you sent it over to me, if it's all hudda, I'll blame it on you. Austin Dart Bowl closing permanently after 62 years. What was I just talking about? The closure of businesses, that they're never going to come back? Austin's Dart Bowl closing permanently after 62 years. There's nothing but music on this stupid... Well, what the hell? You should have told me that. Well, I didn't either. That's why I'm blaming it on you. And getting away with it, obviously. At any rate, here's the story. Austin Institution Dart Bowl will reset the pins for the final time Friday night. I just had a thought. What's today, Tuesday? Why don't we get somebody to sub for you here, Mike, running the board, and we'll go down there without mask and go bowling. What are they going to do? What are they going to do? And drinking, too. And what are they going to do? Lift their business license? No, they've already killed them. They just haven't toe-tagged them and resold the property yet. Austin Institution Dart Bowl will reset the pins for the final time Friday night and close its doors forever, ending a 62-year run for businesses and a 24-year roll at its current Grover Lane address. High fives, shared pitchers of beer, family gatherings, and communal shoes and balls represent the hallmarks of bowling, a social sport that thrives on a camaraderie and closeness. I don't know. I was on a bowling team. I didn't really feel that close to anybody. I didn't anyway. But the coronavirus pandemic has torn at the fabric of our social gatherings and devastated small businesses across the country. Its gravity has pulled the storied Dart Bowl into financial hole that co-owner John Donovan said the business cannot escape, especially if the owners want to save their other bowling centers. Amid a spike in COVID-19 cases and looking ahead to more months of uncertainty, Donovan made the decision to close the business that his grandparents started in 1958. The man, Donovan, summed it up, heartbreaking. It's rough. I've got people that have worked with us since they were in high school who have kids now. It's devastating. It's personally the hardest thing I've ever had to do, and hopefully the hardest thing I will ever have to do. Donovan's grandfather, Harry Peterson, an Austin businessman, Justin Dart, Both had designs on opening a bowling alley on Burnett Road in the mid-50s. When that stretch of road was considered beyond the city's figurative limits, Peterson knew that both men wouldn't have successful operating lanes so close to one another, that far from the center of town, so he agreed to finish the construction of his alley and let Dart operate the business at 7801 Burnett Road, now home to Bassett Furniture. A few years later, Peterson bought the business. Jerry and Betty Ray arrived in Austin in 67 and formed a partnership with the Peterson family that lasts to this day. The partners opened up Highland Lanes at Burnett Road in US 183, which doesn't mean a damn thing to you people out there. In 1976, and Westgate Lanes on William Cannon Drive, again, it doesn't mean a damn thing to you people out there. This Donovan guy is 53 years old, grew up at Dart Bowl, and worked the lanes during his summer breaks. He'd bowl with his grandfather on Sunday mornings and eat lunch at the popular Dart Bowl Cafe, where he still goes each Sunday morning to get breakfast for his wife and three sons. Well, at least for a few more days. See what I mean about they're not done killing businesses yet, folks? Holy mackerel. Are we had enough yet?
Did you know that you can be tracked and traced when you're online? With identity theft and cyber crimes on the rise, your passwords, your identity, and even your physical location can be revealed to complete strangers. Would you like to surf the internet anonymously and not have to worry about these threats? Well, now you can by visiting patriotinternet.com. For about $2 per month, patriotinternet.com will conceal your IP address and your physical location, allowing you to browse the web, send emails, and instant message anonymously. Patriotinternet.com will bypass filters, block sites, and keyword blocking. You can also bypass logging by your router and your ISP. With patriotinternet.com, there is no software to install and uses 128-bit encryption for your protection. When using wireless hotspots, patriotinternet.com shields your information from identity thieves and is compatible with Windows, Mac, and Linux. Protect your identity and your freedom with anonymous internet access from patriotinternet.com. Visit patriotinternet.com today.
Talk Right, the conservative app offered by TalkStream Live that caters exclusively to the conservative talk radio community. Here you'll see only talk shows and podcasts from the conservative right, all the big broadcast names and online digital shows in one place. Talk Right makes it easy to find all your favorite conservative talkers with all the upscale features you come to expect from TalkStream Live. Keep up with the fast-paced political world. Download Talk Right today from Google Play or the App Store.
The Republic Broadcasting Network late night premiere show Red Pill Hardcore is hosted by activists that want to hear from you, the listeners, so that you can get involved in the activism. Please call in at 800-313-9443 at 10 p.m. to enter the discussion. To book yourself as a guest, call our studio at 202-657-5715 or contact RBN staff. Remember, keep it real and take the Red Pill.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Lord, take this badge off of me. I can't use it anymore. It's been too dark to see. Felt like knocking on heaven's door. Knock, knock, knocking on heaven's door.
I love when I talk and I don't hear anything in my ears. You know, the old story about if you're in the forest or you're not in the forest and a fall tree, tree falls. God, now I'm getting dyslexic. Does anybody hear it? When I go to open up my mouth and the mic's dead, I go, wait a minute, did I actually say something? The Guidestones are pretty much right between Atlanta and Charlotte, North Carolina, right by the border of South Carolina and Asheville, North Carolina. It's also roughly equal distance, about 100 miles to each city, pretty much straight up to the north. Okay. But again, anybody out there got a big caterpillar? Why are those still standing? It's a monument to the evil ones out there. Why is that thing still standing? You know, wait a minute. Is there enough of their crap around this country that we can make news by going and destroying their stuff? Can we do that? Call it a counter-protest. What, somebody actually did? Oh, chiseled some stuff, but no. I'm talking about knocking over and defacing. 2014. Can you put that on the screen so I'm not repeating what you're saying? Makes for bad radio. Put it on my screen. Give me John in Oregon. Hello, John.
Hello, John.
Hi.
I wanted to share some knowledge with you about what I've learned about viruses. Viruses are in animals, fish, reptiles, all that, but they are dormant because they don't have the correct temperature of 98.6. Also, viruses cannot be airborne for some of the reasons we all know, but one of the reasons I didn't know was cosmic radiation kills viruses. So if they try to exist outside of fat and tissue of animals, they die. Also, I learned that your saliva is your first defense, along with mucus. Saliva kills viruses, and also mucus kills viruses.
Well, and John, here's a little factoid I learned the other day that I did not know. That, well, and I'd heard this years before, that our own saliva has enzymes in it. And art restorers, or people that are restoring painted surfaces that they don't want to disturb the original paint, but they want to effectively clean it. And we're not talking detergents here or some fancy chemical that was produced to do that job. No, a Q-tip with some human spit on it is the best way to clean a painting.
Uh-huh.
You know, so, okay. Yeah.
Now think about it. What is the only way you could become infected with a virus?
Direct transmission, swapping spit, bodily fluids, whatever.
No, because the virus, you say it exists in saliva, it's like you running through a shower of hydrochloric acid.
Oh, you're making too much sense. You're actually making up from some of the nutbags I hear calling up on this network. Hang on a second. Let me carry you over the top of the hour. Thomas in Florida, okay. Dr. Kelly, NoCal? What the hell is NoCal? Huh? I don't need to know. Well, spell it out, Northern California. I don't know what the hell NoCal is. See, you're inventing your own stuff, and you're expecting me to see where the problem is? I think it's all emanated from you, Snerdly. We'll be back.
What would you say if I told you we have a new tool that will increase production and lower maintenance costs for your meat processing company, and it would pay for itself in just 6 weeks?
When pigs fly!
The new EaseOff Model EZ4 replaces old spring-style carcass droppers and is faster, safer, and more reliable. The EaseOff lowers or lifts 1,000 pounds to or from your rail automatically using our remote control.
Sounds expensive. Can I afford it?
Can you afford not to try the EaseOff? It installs fast with just 3 bolts in place of your current dropper. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue and injuries, speed up your line, eliminate downtime, and increase profit.
How can I order my EaseOff?
Go to EaseOff.com, EazeOff.com, and hurry, because we are offering $200 off on the new Easy 4 for a limited time. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too. EaseOff LLC, Summersville, Missouri. 417-932-6419.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.